Okay, so it's December the 4th, 2023, and we're here in the commission chambers to do the canvassing of the general election that was just concluded. We have in our meeting, we have the three commissioners. We have Barbara Crowther, Deputy Clerk Auditor, and Steve Wall, Clerk Auditor, and Malcolm Nash, Executive Director. And so we're ready to hear the canvassing of the election. I guess that's Barbara.
Yeah, we've met Barbara. She's puts it all together and helps us out. But yeah, we had an election.
We did. We mailed out just shy of 11,700 ballots. We had 1.7% of those ballots returned to sender, so it's just over 200. So by the time the official date came that we had a final number of registered voters, it was 11,582. We received back 4,930 ballots. Of those, three were from a past election and could not be counted, 15 were postmarked too late, and 36 either did not have a signature or the signature didn't match. So we didn't count 54 of those, which gives us 4,876 ballots to count. And that's how many people got voting credit in Vista, and that's how many ballots we counted.
For a one race election,
that's quite a few.
Not the bad turnout, really, 42%.
Yeah.
Other statistics out there, we had seven people that we used our enhanced ballot voting system for the uniformed and overseas to either live out of the country or in the military, and five of those returned ballots.
My daughter's one of those.
So that was kind of fun.
She always calls and visits with me and always votes.
Good.
And then as far as our audits go, we audited a total of 173 of the signatures that came in, 49 through our regular signature audit and 124 through the challenge ballots. So we audit 100% of all the challenge ballots. We did not audit anything on, obviously, those from a past election or those that were too late. So we can't cure those. And then we audited 80 ballots with how they were counted on our DS-450.
I think Commissioner Jensen helped in that.
He participated in that audit.
Well, that's great. That is a pretty high turnout. Noted, boy, and maybe it was a little bit with the candidates who were running. I think there was some carryover from the primary elections for maybe, you know, the Republican candidate there had pretty good name recognition and maybe followed through. So, do we create a motion to accept the?
Yeah, we need a motion to approve the auditor. Yeah, approve the canvas or
okay.
Authorize or make it official, whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll make that motion that we approve the canvas here on December the 4th for the 2023 general election.
Second.
So with that motion that's been made by Commissioner Jensen, seconded by Commissioner Brown, all those in favor of that say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes. So we'll adjourn.